Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Pei Zayin, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Vav Amabez, at the new Mishnah, Shnayim Sheshalchu Shnei Gittin Shavim V'Nisarvu, if there are two people named Ruvain who are married to two women named Rachel, and they wrote exactly identical Gittin, and they sent both of these Gittin with one Shliach L'Halacha to bring it to their wives, and then the Shliach mixed up the two Gittin, and he's not sure which get belongs to which man and wife, so the Shliach will give both of the Gittin to the first Rachel, and then he'll take it back from her, and he'll give it to the second Rachel, and this way each woman received her get in a proper fashion. If the shliach loses one of these gittin, then the second get would be batal, and he would not be able to divorce either wife. And Rashi states that we don't know whose get this is, and therefore you can't give it to either wife. But if you would give that get to one of the wives, then she would be mugureshes misafik. And the Mishnah now continues and discusses two different types of gittin. One the Mishnah will call a klal, and one the Mishnah will call a typhus, and we won't exactly describe what these mean, as this will be a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish in the Gemara. So the Mishnah continues, Chamish Shekasvu Klal B'techa Get, Ish Pleni Megarish Plenis, Upleni Plenis, Va'edim Lamata Kulim Kshayim, V'yinosel Cholachas Va'achas. If five different men get together in order to divorce all their wives at the same time with one parchment and with one paper and one get, and they made a general get, by way of example, the Mishnah states that the Sefer wrote that Reuven is Megarish Rachel, and Shimon is Megarish Leo, and of course they continued that Levi was Megarish Bilah, etc. And then at the bottom of this get, there was only one set of Edim that signed onto the get. Even so, it would be a valid get for all of the five couples. And in order to effectuate the get, then the Shliach would have to take the get, give it to Rachel, take it back from Rachel, give it to Leah, take it back from Leah, and give it to Bilah, etc. And the Mefarshim discussed that once the Shliach Leilacha gives this get to Rachel, then Rachel already was claiming the get, and how could it be that now Rachel will return the get to the Shliach and will be able to give it to Leah if at this point he's no longer a Shliach Leilacha, as the get belongs to Rachel? So some explain that we're talking about a scenario where the Shliach gave it to Rachel, and therefore Rachel was claiming the get at that point, and she was divorced, and then she gave it back to the Shliach, and the Shliach can then go and give this get to Leah. And the Chasam Sefer says that we're talking about a case where all five women will get together, and they will appoint one Shliach LeKabbalah, which will be Makabal the get at one time for all five women, and in this case it would be a valid get. And the Mishnah continues that although that this get could work, even though there's only one pair of Edim, in a case where we consider this as one get, however, if you would write this get for all five couples as one full get for each one, and then you have only one pair of Edim that's signed at the bottom of the get, as then the only get which would be valid is the bottom get. And as Rashi says, but the top Ksivis and the top Gittin are all puzzled, as maybe the Edim were only made on the bottom get. And from the Lashon of Rashi, it's mashma that the other Gittin are not puzzled Miteris Vadai, but it's only Miteris Safik, and potentially, if you would actually give this get to one of the other women, then maybe this get would be valid Misafik, and Ayin Birushainim, who discussed this point. And the Gemara begins, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that stated that if you have two Gittin which are exactly the same, and the Gittin got confused one with the other, and then the Shliach Leilacha takes both of the Gittin and gives both Gittin to both of the wives, that is considered a valid get. And the Gemara states, Amar Biyami, Delik Rabbi Leza, L'chayr, this din is not like the sheet of Rabbi Leza, the E Rabbi Leza, if L'chayr is going like Rabbi Leza, Kivin Oma Eid Mesir Kati, and since Rabbi Leza holds that Eid Mesir is Kati, Holo Yodi Behaim Now, Kamagasha, and when the Eid Mesir are watching the get being given to each of these women, they can't be sure as to which get effectuated the actual Gerishin, and L'chayr, that should be a Chesaron in the Chosav Lol Lishma, and as Rashi says, Holo Yodi Eid Mesir Behaim Now, Megasha, and Be'in Zun, Nesim Lishma Vuaris, and when giving each get to each specific woman, the Eid Mesir cannot be certain which get is effectuating the Gerishin of each wife, and therefore, as Rashi says, Rabbi Leza kivin chesim l'shma le'boi, since Rabbi Leza doesn't require chesim l'shma, so al kochach l'shma d'chesim b'kra, al kosa v'nosan kai, it must be when the Torah says v'chosa v'nosan, and we learn out it's a din of l'shma, it must be going on the sina of the get to the woman, and at that point, it has to be clear to the Eid Mesira as to which get is effectuating this Gerishin. And of course, l'fi Rab Meir holds Eid chesim akati, then when the Torah says v'chosa v'nosan, and we learn out that a get has to be done l'shma, Rab Meir will teach us that that's referring to the Eid chesim. And certainly at the point when these Edim signed onto the get, they knew exactly which get belonged to which couple, and therefore there was no chesaron in the actual Edus and in the chesiv l'shma. And Rashi points out that l'fi Rab Meir, by every single get, once the Eid chesim sign and execute the get, they don't have to be there at the point that Reuven delivers the get to his wife, and therefore, as Rashi says, they'll call get the nami, mishachasmo Edim, in yodil, mi yonasein, that the Eid chesim are not involved any longer, and they don't know who was given given to, and it's still a valid get, and therefore we see that according to Rameya, there is no requirement for the get to be delivered lishma, and therefore our Mishnah could be going like Rameya, and it seems like our Mishnah is not going like Rabbeleza, and of course, since we just had a full Amid where we pass like Rabbeleza, we'd rather that all our Mishnayos would go according to the sheet of Rabbeleza. And the Gemara continues and answers, Abai Omar, Abai explains, Afilu Tim Rabbeleza, we really could say our Mishnah is going like the sheet of Rabbeleza, and Ebed Bay Rabbeleza, Ksiv Lishma, Nisin Lishma, Bibai, that even according to Rabbeleza holds Eid Mesir Kati, there is no din that the Eid Mesir have to actually see the Nisin Lishma, and it has to be given Mamish for a specific woman, and as long as the Ksiva of this get was done Lishma, this would be a valid get. Therefore, as long as you gave both of these mixed up getin to both of these women, then the get would be valid, even according to Rabbeleza. And the Gemara continues and quotes our Mishnah, Chamisha Kasav Klal, if you have five getin written as a general get on one piece of parchment, and then even if there's only one set of Eidim that's signed below all of the getin, then the din is that it's a valid get. However, if you have five separate getin and there's only one set of Eidim that is signed beneath them, then the din is that only the last get would be valid. And the Gemara starts, Hechidami Klal, Hechidami Teifis, the Mishnah used the Lashon of Klal where it was Kasher, and the Mishnah used the Lashon of Teifis where only the last get was Kasher. And the Gemara wants to define the Lashon of Kailil and the Lashon of Teifis. And the Gemara brings a machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon explains, Zman Echel Kulan Zel Klal, Zman Lachol Echel Echel Zel Teifis. Yechon holds that even if you would actually write five separate gittin for five different couples, and you only dated it at one time at the top of the get, that is considered as if the entire document is one document, and therefore, even if you only have one set of Eidim that's signed at the bottom of this full document, all five gittin would be valid. However, if when writing these five gittin, you also wrote the date five times, so then you show that each get is a separate document, and therefore, if you only have one set of Eidim, then we can only consider the get that's right above the signatures of the Eidim to be a valid get, and the rest of the gittin would not be valid. And as Rashi said in the Mishnah, Shem lo yidu el al achrein. And according to Rabbi Yechon, the deciding factor in determining if gittin are considered combined together and it's considered as one document is if you only have one date. However, if you have multiple dates, then it would not be considered one document. However, Zokta Gemara, Rish Lakish Amen, Rish Lakish argues on Rabbi Yechon, and we continue at that Pizayim Ralph, Afilu Zman Echad Lekula, Nami Abitaifis, that even if you only have one date on the top of the document, it is still possible that each get is considered a separate get and they would not be valid. Al Hechi Dami Klal, in what case do we consider a general get and it's considered as if it's one document? The Chosav Anu Plainu Plainu, Gerashmin Shusein, Plainus U Plainus, with this general get, which was written for five people, were written in a way where it's clear that it was written for all five of them, as they wrote only one Teifis Haget. For example, they wrote that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are divorcing their wives, Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, and Dinah, respectively. The get then continued, and it was only one body of the get, and therefore, certainly, when the Eidim signed on the bottom of this one get, certainly the Eidim was signing on the complete get, which stated that all five couples are getting divorced. And Rish Lakish holds that when the Mishnah taught us how Yekasev Teifis L'chol Echav Echav Eidim Umata, She'edim Nikrin Imay Kasha, that is referring to a case that even if there's only one date at the top of the get, however, each of the gittin are written as separate documents on one piece of paper, and since there's only one set of Eidim that's signed on the bottom of this document, therefore we say that those Eidim are applicable to the last get, and they are not applicable to the rest of the four gittin, and therefore only the last get would be a valid get. And the Gemara continues, Maskel Rab Abba Rab Yechon Da'am Zman Echel Kulan Zeu Klal, that Rab Abba asked the following question, according to Rab Yechon, hold that when you have only one date on the top of the get, then it's considered a klal, and it's considered one get, and that is the combining factor. For Rabbi Yechon, even if you'd have completely separate ksavim, and each one would have its own teifes, we would still consider that when this one set of Eidim sign at the bottom of the get, they're signing on all of the getin. But the Gemara asks, Leichas Dilma Ki Chasbu Sadi Abasu De Chasimi, Chayu Wish Bi Chayshish, that maybe when the Eidim signed on the bottom of this document, we're only signing regarding the last get, and not regarding the rest of the getin. And of course, Bishleim according to Reish Lakish, it makes sense, as Lemaisa, they wrote only one document, and therefore when the Eidim signed on the bottom of that document, so certainly that's a valid get. But L'chayu, how could this work according to Rabbi Yechon, and Milei Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, Eidim Chasumin Al She'ilah Shalom Beget Puzzle, and in a case where Reuven either wrote a get to his wife Rachel, or Reuven wrote a shtar chayiv to his friend Shimon who lent him money, and on the bottom of the shtar chayiv, or on the bottom of the get, he added in one line, and he said, you should send regards to a specific person, or to the person they're sending this document to, and puzzle the net get, or that shtar chayiv would be puzzle, as Chayshin and Shem Al She'ilah Shalom Chasmu, as we have to be chayshish that maybe the Eidim were only signing on the last line of the document, which sent regards to that person. And certainly, Mikol Shkein, if in a case where it's only a line which said She'ilah Shalom, that we said that the Eidim are signing on that line, then certainly where the Eidim are signing is something which has a real validity and it's an actual get, so L'chayr, we should be chayshish that the Eidim are signing on the last get and not on the previous gittin. And of course, this question of Abba was to Rabbi Yechon, and the Gemara will now bring a teretz, which will actually bring something from Rabbi Yechon himself. And the Gemara answers, Lavet my law, that then we learn about that brisa that Ravo taught us, Ludidim Mifishli Menei to Rabbi Yechon, that I was explaining this brisa from Rabbi Yechon himself, that Shalu Pasal Vishalu Kasha, that it depends what the lashon of the get was. If at the end of the get or at the end of the Shtar Choyv, Ruvain wrote to send regards, and he wrote Shalu Bisholim, and he didn't write Vishalu Bisholim, so since Ruvain did not write above, so we look at that as a separate clause, and then we have to be Choshish that maybe the Edom signed on that clause and not anything prior to that. However, if Ruvain at the time they wrote the get or the Shtar Choyv would have written Vishalu Bisholim, since he used a Vav HaChibur, he connected his sending regards to the rest of the get or the rest of the Shtar Choyv, therefore, when the Edom signed on the document, certainly they're not only signing on his regards, but they're signing on everything else that says in the get or the Shtar Choyv as well. And based on this, the Gemara explains, Hachinami, in our case as well, the Chsirbe, plainu, when these five gittin were written for these five women, they wrote in the get that Ruvain is divorcing Rachel, they wrote the entire get for Rachel, and then after they completed that get, Zayfa continued and wrote, and Shimon is divorcing Leah, and since he used the word end, therefore we see that they're connected. That's why, even though there's only one set of Edom at the bottom of this entire document, since there are Vavin that actually connect all of the different Gittin together, so as long as there's only one Zman and Dushket, Rabbi Yechonon holds that's considered one document, and when the Edom sign beneath this document, it's considered as if they're being made and testifying on all five Gittin, and that is why all five Gittin are kosher. The Gemara continues and asks another question on the Shita Rabbi Yechonon. Right now, the Gemara's Havmin is that Rabbi Yechonon said that where there are multiple Zmanim in the get, only the last get would be a valid get, is referring to a case where all the Zmanim were different dates, and therefore the Gemara is Besul, Rabbi Yechonon, the Zman al-Chol Echad, Zeo Teifis, according to Rabbi Yechonon who said, where there are multiple different dates, that's considered a Teifis and it's considered separate Gittin, and therefore when you have one set of Edom that's signed beneath all the Gittin, it only works for the last get. My Eir Mishnah Teifis, why are we saying it's a Besul because they're considered separate Gittin? V'tape Galei, D'havali Nechter B'yayim V'nechter B'layla, and L'chayra, since when these Edom signed, they signed on the last possible date, and there were five separate dates in the get, certainly the four Gittin that had dates that were prior to the Chesimus HaEdim certainly should be Pasul, because we have a din that when there's a get that's Nechta B'yoyim V'nechta B'layla, it's considered Pasul. The Gemara answers, Omli Makashisha, Breit Rav Chisla Rav Ashi, so Makashisha, the son of Rav Chisla, said to Rav Ashi, Hachi Amina, Mishmei Rav Bechon, this is what Rav Bechon taught us, the Chesib Hu, B'chab B'shabba, B'chab B'shabba, that when Rav Bechon said there were multiple dates in the get, he did not mean that they're separate dates, but he meant that they were all the same date, and all Rav Bechon meant was that there were multiple times that they wrote the actual date in the get. For example, when the Sefer started writing the get, he wrote, it's on Sunday, on Echad ben Nisan, and I'm writing this get for Ruvain that's divorcing Rachel, and then he completed that get, and the Sefer then continued and once again wrote, that it's on Sunday on Echad ben Nisan, and I'm writing this get for Shimon, who's divorcing Leah, etc. Therefore, when this set of Edom signed onto this large document, they actually were signing on the same day that the get was written, and there's no chesaron of Nechta B'yayim V'nechta M'layla, and the only chesaron is that since they were written as separate documents, and they were each dated separately, therefore, when we see the Edom sign at the bottom of the get, we say that the Edom only meant to sign on the last get and not on any previous Gittin. And let's remember, every time we see the word Makashisha, Breit Rav Chisla, we have to remember that Rav Chisla had two children, one was Makashisha, and one was Mayunuka, and as Machlik is Rashi and Tesis, which one of them was older? And the Gemara continues, Omle Ravina Rav Ashi, Ravina asked Rav Ashi, L'Reish Lakish Amaz Man Echelukula Nami Teipis Habi, according to Reish Lakish, it says that even if the date is only dated one time, it'd still be considered as separate Gittin, El Hechi Domi Klal, and what is considered when you have one get, and we consider it a combined get, and therefore when the Edom signed at the bottom of this entire get, it is considered a valid get for all five couples, is in a case, the Chsib Bei Hachi, Anu Pleni Upleni, Gurashman Shusenu, Plenus Uplenus, and Ravina now asks Rav Ashi, L'chir, how can you say that this is actually a valid get, but L'chir, Nimtzu Shtei Nashim Iskashas B'get Echad, V'atayir Amra V'chasav Lo, V'loy Lo V'l'chabrasa, according to Reish Lakish, since the combining factor is not the date, but it's actually that the entire get was written as one form, and as one get, L'chir, it turns out that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yisachar are divorcing Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, and Dinah, respectively, using one document, and the Pasuk says that you have to write a get for your wife, and we learn that, when writing a get, you have to write a get exclusively for your wife, and not for your wife and her friend. And the Gemara answers that in Chanami, after the Sefer wrote a get, and it wrote it B'derech Klolius as one document, the Hodah Kosov, and then afterwards he wrote again, Pleni Girish Plenis, Reuven divorced Rachel, or Pleni Girish Plenis, and Shimon divorced Leah, and he wrote Levi divorced Bilhah, Yehuda divorced Zilpah, and Yisachar divorced Dinah. Therefore, by writing the get in two different ways, he actually accomplished both things that you have to accomplish. First of all, by writing one Teifis, and by writing the get as one general get, so then even though there's only one set of Edom that signed at the bottom of the get, it's considered that the Edom signed on all five Gittin. Number two, since the Sefer then wrote the get again and wrote that Reuven divorces Rachel and Harei Teresel Chol Adam, and he wrote everything that has to be written in the get, but he gave Reuven's get, then continued and wrote another Torah for the second couple, and he did so for the rest of the couples as well. And now that there are five separate Gittin as well, so there's no chesaron of the chas of love, v'loy love, l'chavrasa. And the Gemara continues and asks a general question, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, so Ravina asks Ravashi, that if you're telling me that the din b'negei get of the chas of love, v'loy love, l'chavrasa, so Maishna Mahatanya, why is this different from the following brisa that's spoken about regarding the shtas shichra of an eved knadi? And as Rashi says, v'eved gam l'olam me'isha, that we learn out dinam of eved from an isha based on the pasuk that says love by both of them. How could the brisa tell us that a case of kol nechasav l'shnei avadav, that if Reuven writes that all my nechasim to go to both of my vadim, the din is that both of these avadim are kohen all of Reuven's nechasim. And as Rashi says, v'nimsa kol echad chetzav ben chayim v'chetzav eved l'chaveri, even at that moment, each of the avadim were kohen half of their guf l'chayris, and each of them is considered a chetzav ben chayim, even though this get shichra was written in one document, and therefore we see there's no problem of the chas of love, v'loy love l'chaverasa. The Brisa just says that in order for the two avadim to now be completely free, u'mishachrin zezed, and each eved be mishachrin other half of their friend who is the eved as well. And l'maisa, the Gemara's question is that we see that even using one shtar, that's possible to mishachrin two avadim, and l'chir we see by an isha that that's not the case. The Gemara answers v'lava kimna b'shnei shtaris, that when we spoke about this Brisa on the Membeis Amnav, we discussed that we're referring to a case where Reuven wrote all the chasim to both his avadim, and they actually wrote this in two separate shtaris. As Rashi says, the Reuven wrote in one shtar kol nechasim l'pleni avdi, and then he wrote in the second shtar kol nechasim l'sumim l'pleni avdi, and then he gave both of the shtaris to them at one time. Shalei kadam zelzeh hilchah kanushneim dehay ama kulu didi v'hay ama kulu didi, as each of it will say that I receive everything, and therefore they split up all the nechasim. And the ma'isa, since it was written in two separate documents, therefore there was no chesaron of the chasiv law v'loy love l'chavrasa. And the Gemara now brings a brisa like Rabbi Yechon and a brisa like Reish Lakish, and it will be exactly like they said, and therefore we'll run through this quickly. Tani kavasi Rabbi Yechon, Tani kavasi Reish Lakish, Tani kavasi Rabbi Yechon. Chamisha shekasu v'techa get ish pleni megarish plenis upleni plenis upleni plenis v'zman echel kulon, and there's one date for all of them. The idum amata and the idum that signed on the bottom kulon shirin that all get in arkasha v'tinasal l'chol achas v'achas, and you'll give the get to each one of these women, or like we said before for Nechsam Sefer, that you'll give the get to one shliach kabbalah for all the five women. However, the brisa continues, man l'chol echad echad, if each one of these gittin have its own date, the edim amata, and there's only one set of edim at the bottom of the document, as edim nekrayin in my kasha, and this is exactly as Rabbi Yechon taught us, that the main deciding factor to decide if a get is considered one document or multiple separate documents is based on the date, and if there's only one date, it's considered one document, and if there's multiple dates, then we consider it multiple gittin. And we also see from the Tanakhama of this brisa that the case that we're talking about is where there's one date, and there's also a vavachiba between all the names of the couples of this get, as the price is stated, ish plain megarish plainis, u plaini plainis, u plaini plainis. Therefore, since there's only one zman and there's also a vavachiba between each of these documents, it's considered a valid get for all five couples. Ashi explains, ish plaini, heine krabiechlan, deloik tani, anu plaini, u plaini garashnu, as we don't see it being done as one document, and it was done as separate typesin. Each get seemed to have been written individually. And the price continues that even though, according to Tanakamo, that the deciding factor to combine gittin is if there's multiple zmanim or if there's only one zman. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira teaches us that even if there would be multiple dates in this get, in Mish Revach Beinayim Pasal, the only time that this get would be only be considered kosher for the last document is only if after each document there's actually a space, and therefore you see there's a separation between the gittin, and that's why when we see the edim that signed at the bottom of the get, we say that those edim only signed on the prior get and not on any previous gittin. However, Mimlav, Ein Hazman Mafsikon, if they didn't leave any space between any of these documents, each get flows one into the other, and there's no space between any of the gittin, then certainly we look at it as one document, and therefore when the edim signed at the bottom of the document and beneath all these five gittin, we consider as if the edim are signing on all five gittin, and all five gittin would be kosher. And according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the determining factor in separating gittin or combining gittin is if the sefer left space between each of the gittin, or if the sefer didn't leave any space. And the Taisi Rush explains that the space that we're referring to is amount of space that would take two edim to sign in that space, and therefore it seems that the sefer was trying to create separate documents that you would have individual sets of edim that would sign on each individual document, on each individual get. And the Gemara continues, Tanya Kavasu Reish Lakish, we also have Brisa that's like Reish Lakish, Chamisha Shekosfu Klal Betecha Get, if there are five people that wrote one get in one document, and they wrote as follows, Anu Plenu Plenu Girashnu Shusenu Plenu Su Plenu Plenu Girish Plenu Su Plenu Girish Plenu Vizman Echel Kulam Ve'idum Al Matal Kulam Ksherim Vit This price is clearly defining the case of klal exactly the way Reish Lakish defined it, and based on the way Ravina and Rav Ashi explained Reish Lakish, that initially the Sefer wrote one get and one typhus a get, and included all of the names in the get, and they wrote one body of the get that Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehud, and Yisachar divorcing Rachel, Leah, Bilhah, Zilpah, Dinah respectively, and that is why when one set of Edom signed at the bottom of all the gittin, then we understand that they're signing on all of the gittin in order to make sure that there's no chesaron of the chas of love, love al chavrasa. The Sefer went and repeated the documents again, and therefore it was considered a separate gittin for each individual couple, and therefore this one document works as a get for all five women. Keep in mind that in this brisa it required that there's only one date for all of them, and we'll get back to this point in a moment. The brisa continues, however, zman l'chol echad v'echad, if there's separate dates for each individual get for revach l'chol echad v'echad, and there's space between each individual get for edom l'mata, and the edom are beneath all these gittin, as edom nekrayin imay kasha, then only the last get with the edom is read together with it, that would be kasha, and the rest would not be kasha. And Ramea Ima Avapishin Rev Banaim puzzle that even if there would be no space between them, the get would be puzzle, Shazman Mafsikon, because the dates are considered hefsik. And the Gemara states, Reish Lakish, if this is going according to Reish Lakish, my ear is man l'chol echad v'echad, why does the Brisa state that once you have a date for each individual document that are considered separate documents, ha'omas man echel kula nami toifes habi, if Reish Lakish himself said that even if there's one date for all of these documents, that all gittin could be considered separate gittin, and we would only consider the bottom get to be a valid get, and the rest of the gittin would not be valid. And the Gemara explains, hanimili hechad le'avinu meikara, that the only time that we said that when you have one's man, it's considered puzzle, is only when you didn't combine all of the names together at the beginning of the document, but over here we have all the names of the husband and the wives together, and the only time we consider them separate gittin is yipolu's man in. If you separated the gittin by having different dates, then they're considered separate documents, and if you didn't separate them by having separate dates, then even if you were Reish Lakish, they would not be considered separate documents, and it would be considered as one document, and it would be a valid get for all five couples. And in the Chanami, let's keep in mind that this brisa is a bit different than our Mishnah. When our Mishnah gave an example where it was Kesef Tefes L'chol Echav Echav Ve'edom Mata She'edom Nikrini Moy Kasha, that was talking about a case where it was a completely separate document written for each individual couple, and that's why, according to Reish Lakish, even if there was only one date on the top of this entire document, we would still look at it as five separate gittin. We would only consider the Chasima Se'edim to be on the last get and not on any previous gittin. And before reading the next Mishnah inside, let's preview the next Mishnah. And for the sake of clarity, although we'll use the same name for all the fathers of the Edom, certainly the Edom are related to each other. So we will use the names, for example, Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov, but Reuven and Shimon are not really related to each other. We will learn our Mishnah, like Rashi explains, that the Mishnah will discuss two different groups of Jewish Edom. And Rashi explains that when a Jewish person who writes Belashon Ivri and his name was Reuven, the son of Yaakov, would write his name in a get, he would write Reuven ben Yaakov Aid, and as we are used to seeing, that Reuven is the son of Yaakov who is the aid. However, those Jews who would write Belashon Yevoni, they would write their name as Yaakov ben Reuven, and this was translated as the son of Yaakov is Reuven. This is the way Rashi understands the difference between Lashon Ivri and Lashon Yevoni. However, the Rambam as well as the Rav, they explain that the difference between Lashon Ivri and Lashon Yevoni, that the Hebrew script was written from right to left, and the Greek script was written as our English is written from left to right. And based on this Akdama, our Mishnah starts, Shnei Gittin Shekosven Zeh Bezad Zeh, V'shnayim Edom Ivrim Bor Metachez Zeh L'Tachez Zeh, U'shnayim Edom Yevonim Bor Metachez Zeh L'Tachez Zeh, Ashe'edom Yishayim Mekroyim Moi Kosher. Mishnah teaches us that if they have two full Gittin written on one parchment, and they're written side by side, on the right side it's stated that Pliny A divorced Rachel, and the left column there is a separate get where Pliny B divorces Leah, and the bottom stretching across both columns were four signatures of Edom. The first two were written B'Loshon Ivri, and the second two signatures were written in Greek. So the Mishnah teaches us that the only get that is valid is the get written in the right column, since the names of the Edom, Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov, begin beneath that column. And for example, underneath column A, it said Reuven ben, and then underneath column B, it said Yaakov Aid, and Shimon's signature was written as Shimon ben under column A, and Yaakov Aid underneath column B. And therefore, since the name of these two Edom are associated with the get on the right side of this document, therefore only the get that's written on the right side of the get, and for example, in our scenario where Pliny A divorced Rachel, that get would be valid. However, the get written on the left side of the document and the get that Pliny B wrote for Leah would not be a valid get. And the same would be true in the reverse scenario. And for example, if the two Edom that were written in the get were the Edom that wrote their names, Belashon Yevoni, in this case, Levi would write his name as Yaakov Ben in the right column, and underneath the left column it would say Levi Aid. And as we explained, that is as if it's saying Yaakov's son is Levi, and then Yehuda would sign his name on the the bottom of that, and it would say Yaakov ben on the right side, and underneath the left column would say Yehuda Eid, which means that Yaakov's son is Yehuda. And only after they signed on the get did Reuven and Shimon also sign, and they signed as Lashon Ivri, and they wrote Reuven ben Yaakov Eid and Shimon ben Yaakov Eid. So in that case, the only get that would be valid is the get that's on the left side, since the signatures of the first two Eidim that are written together with the get were written by Lashon Yevani, and therefore the actual name started underneath the left column, and that's why the left column is considered valid get. However, the get that was written in the right column would not be considered valid get. Once again, the Gemara will explain why is it then this scenario, the get that was written in the right column would not be valid. And the Mishnah continues, Eid Echad Ivri, Veid Echad Yevani, Veid Echad Ivri, Veid Echad Yevani, Boi Metachas Zeh Letachas Zeh, Shneim Psulim, that if in this case you had four Edim that were signed onto these two Gittin, and they were alternating between Lashon Ivri and Lashon Yevani, and they're going from right to left, and they covered the entire get underneath both of these Gittin are puzzle, and you can't use either get, not the get that was written for Pliny A that's divorcing Rachel, and not the get that was written on the left side that was written for Pliny B to divorce Leah. And in our Gemara, there is a picture that explains this case according to the Shita of Rashi, and let us try to visualize that immediately after the typhus of the get, Reuven, who signed Belashin Ivri, executed the get, and he began signing Reuven Ben underneath the right column of line number one, and Yaakov Eid stretched underneath the left column, and therefore his actual name, which is Reuven, was under the right column, and that was signature number one. And then Levi, who signed Belashin Yevani, began his signature on the second line, but only wrote Yaakov on the left side of line number two, and then wrote Ben Levi Eid on the right side of line number three, and therefore Levi's actual name was also signed under the right column and not underneath Reuven's name, but on the third line instead of on the second line, and that was signature number two. And then Shimon, who wrote Belashin Ivri, wrote Shimon on the left side of line number three, and wrote Ben Yaakov Eid on the right side of line number four, and Shimon's actual name was under the left column, which was signature number three. And finally, Yehuda, who wrote Belashin Yavan, began his name and wrote Yaakov Ben underneath the right column in line number five, and wrote Yehuda Eid on the left column of line number five. Yehuda's name was also underneath the name of Shimon on the left side, and the Mishnah teaches us that both Kittin are puzzle, and the Gemara will explain why they are both puzzle. And the Gemara begins and asks a question in the first case of the Mishnah, V'l'skasha hai b'ruvein v'hai ben Yaakov Eid, d'atnam benish pleni Eid kasher. And the Gemara is bothered that l'chir in the first case of the Mishnah, where shnei gittin shekasim zeh b'zad zeh, v'shnayim edim ivrim boi metachas zeh l'tachas zeh, v'shnayim edim yuvanim boi metachas zeh l'tachas zeh, ashe edim rishayim nekroyim mei kasher. And as we explained, the right get, where the two top edim that were written b'loshin ivri would be a valid get, and the left get would not be a valid get. And the Gemara is bothered that even if we will grant you, as the Gemara will explain, that the top of that pezayin obeys, that the second set of edim that signed in Lashon Yevani would not work for the get that is written in the left column, but since Reuven and Shimon signed their names and specifically spread their signatures under both of the gittin, so let us consider that they meant to be edim for both of these gittin, and we should look at it as if they signed the name of Reuven and the name of Shimon under the right get as testifying regarding the right column get, and that is the two edim for the right column. And then when Reuven wrote Ben Yaakov Eid and Shimon also wrote Ben Yaakov Eid under the left column, these should be the two signatures that are valid for the get written in the left column, since we know that edim have an option of writing the names either as Reuven Ben Yaakov, or as Ben Yaakov Eid, or as Reuven Eid, and this is a valid way to sign a document. The Gemara answers the case of Reuven Ben Akama, v'Yaakov Eid Abasra, that the case wasn't where Reuven signed his name as Reuven under the right column and Ben Yaakov under the left column, but Reuven actually signed Reuven Ben under the right column and Yaakov Eid under the left column, and therefore it's clear that what he meant to write is I'm signing on the first get and in the first column, and I'm signing Reuven Ben Yaakov Eid, and that's why he was careful to make sure that Reuven Ben was written under the right column and Yaakov Eid under the second column, because Yaakov Eid by itself and by a standalone signature doesn't mean anything, because of course his name is not Yaakov and his name is Reuven. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, and we will actually learn this Gemara's question as Taisus learns, and then we will explain the Gemara's question according to Rashi. The Gemara is V'l'skasha hai b'Reuven Ben, V'l'skasha hai b'Yaakov Eid, d'atnan ish pleni Eid kosher. And Taisus explains that even though we now have a get that says Reuven Ben under the right column and only says Yaakov Eid under the left column, we should still say that these are two separate people that signed, and Yaakov first signed under the left column as a witness to the left get, and then Reuven, seeing that his father Yaakov already signed on the left get, signed his own name on the right get as Reuven Ben, relying on the fact that it will be clear that he is Reuven, the son of Yaakov, who signed immediately to his left, and it will be clear that he is Reuven Ben Yaakov, and the same would be true on the second line of the signatures, and we will use Shimon Ben as Shimon's signature for the right get, and since it says Yaakov Eid under the left get, so we will use Yaakov Eid as the second aid for the get written in the the left column. And Rashi explains our Gemara differently. And the Gemara's question is that let us say that there were two different people that signed on the first line of this get. Pliny, who was the son of Reuven, signed under the right get, and he signed his name in the Greek style, and he wrote Reuven Ben, meaning I am the son of Reuven. And then another person named Yaakov signed under the left get and signed as Yaakov Aid. And we know, as the Mishnah will teach us on that Pesayon Abayz, that an Aid can just write his name as Yaakov Aid, and it would be a valid signature. And Taisus explains that Lefi Rashi, really, he could have explained this even simpler, that there was really only one Aid on the first line of the get, and it was the same person signing on both of these Gittin, and his name was Yaakov, the son of Reuven. And even though he signed Belosh and Ivri, he signed his name in the Greek style, and when it states Reuven Ben, it means I am the son of Reuven, and when it says Yaakov Aid, in the left column, he was signing his actual name, which is Yaakov. And the Gemara responds with two terutzim. Number one, the Leikos of Aid, although based on the Mishnah that Pei Zion and Beis, we know that an Aid could write his name in three different ways. Either he could write Reuven Ben Yaakov, or he could write Reuven, or he could write Ben Yaakov. However, if he writes Reuven Ben Yaakov, he doesn't have to write the word Aid afterwards. But if Reuven signs his name as Reuven, he has to write the word Aid afterwards. And the same is true if he writes his name as Ben Yaakov, he also has to write Ben Yaakov Aid. In this get, the signature was written as Reuven Ben under the right column, and then Yaakov under the left column, and it didn't say Yaakov Aid. And therefore, the word Yaakov that's written underneath the left get cannot be a valid signature for the left column get. And before we continue with the second teretz, let's just point out that in the top Taisus points out, how could the Gemara originally have thought that you should be able to be machshir to get because it says Reuven in the right column and it says Ben Yaakov Aid in the left column? But a maisa we just brought from the Mishnah that Pei Zayin and Beis, that if Reuven wants to execute a document and write only his first name and doesn't want to write Reuven Ben Yaakov, then he has to write Reuven Aid, and Lechur in the right column it only says Reuven and it doesn't say Reuven Aid. And Taisus explains that since it says his father's name in the second column and it says Ben Yaakov Aid, therefore we could rely on the word Aid that it says in the second column, and it's almost as if it says in the right column Reuven Aid. And the Gemara continues with the second teretz, or if you want I could tell you the cuss of Aid, that really he wrote Reuven Ben in the first column and the left column he wrote Yaakov Aid, and the case of our Mishnah is where we knew that the signature that was signed in the left column was not the signature of Yaakov. And according to the way Taisus explained this question, it makes a lot of sense that originally the Gemara wanted to explain that when it says Reuven Ben, it means that I am Reuven, the son of Yaakov, and then when it says Yaakov in the second column, it is actually the signature of Yaakov, the father of Reuven, and therefore the Gemara says that we know that this signature is actually not Yaakov's signature, and it actually is the same signature that Reuven signed in the first column, and we could see that the handwriting is the same. Similarly, for Rashi, we would explain that when it says Reuven Aid, it meant that I am the son of Reuven, and that could be a separate person. We know that when it says in the second column Yaakov, then we know that it's actually not Yaakov's signature, and therefore certainly that can't be used as the second signature. And we continue on that Pizayim Beis, and the Gemara is Vidum Bishmo Davur Chasim. Now, though certainly it's clear to us that the name that it says in the second column of Yaakov is not Yaakov's signature, and is actually Reuven's signature, but l'chay, we should still say that Reuven ben Yaakov intended to be the signatory on both of the Gittin, both on the right get and the left get, and that is why he clearly and definitively made sure that his signature spread across both columns in order to show that I'm Reuven Ben, I am Reuven, the son of Yaakov, which was his signature for the right column. He then made sure that the name of Yaakov Aid was written in the left column. He meant to use his father's name in the left column as his signature for the second get. And the Gemara responds, Leishavik in the Shmei, V'chosim Shmo Davua. Even in this scenario, it wouldn't make sense that Reuven would sign his name using his father's name, and therefore, even though Reuven spread his signature underneath both of its columns, really Reuven only meant to be an aid on the right column, and he wrote Reuven Ben Yaakov Aid as that was his signature for the right column. The Gemara continues, even though a person wouldn't sign his father's name in place of his own name, but maybe he was using his father's name as a simon, just like we know that other Amoraim used a certain simon as their signatures, and they didn't write the actual name. The Rav Tzayakvara, we know the Rav would make a picture of a fish as a signature, and Rav Chanina Charusa and Rav Chanina would use a palm branch as a simon for his signature, and Rav Chista Samach, Rav Chista would sign his name just with a Samach standing for Chista, Rav Hoshia Ayin, and Rav Hoshia would use an Ayin for his signature, and Rav Barav Huna Tzaya Makusa, and for Rav Barav Huna's signature, he would make a picture of a mast of a boat. Finally, the Gemara answers, L'chosev Inish L'shav L'shma Davua Simona, that a person doesn't have a chutzpah to use his father's name as a simon for his own name, as that's not respectful. And the Gemara continues and asks, V'l'skasha Hai B'shtei Edim Ivrim, V'l'skasha Hai B'shtei Edim Yavonim, the Tnan Getsh Kosvo Ivris for Edim Yavonis, Yavonis for Edim Ivris is kosher. And the Gemara continues that although we now understand why we shouldn't be able to use the first two signatures of Reuven Ben Yaakov and Shimon Ben Yaakov, which were immediately under the get as the two signatures for both the right and left gittin, why can't we use the first two signatures as the eidim for the right get, since Reuven and Shimon's actual names begin under the right get, and then we should be able to use the signatures of Levi and Yehuda as the signatories for the left get, as when Levi and Yehuda wrote their names in the Greek style and in Lashon Yevani, and they wrote Yaakov ben Levi and Yaakov ben Yehuda, meaning I am Levi the son of Yaakov and I am Yehuda the son of Yaakov. So it comes out that their actual names, Levi and Yehuda, were actually written directly underneath the left get, and since there are now two valid eidim that were written underneath the left get, it should be a valid get as well. And the Gemara points out, that maybe you'll tell me that since Reuven and Shimon signed on the two lines immediately after the Tefes HaGet, and therefore when Levi and Yehuda signed their names, they weren't signed directly under the left get, they only signed their names on the third and fourth lines after the Tefes HaGet, and therefore we can't use the signatures of Levi and Yehuda to validate the left get, but l'maisa, that's not true, because that even though if you leave two lines after a get and you don't have anything there and it would only be airspace, then it would be pasul. However, if you fill it up with kravim and with pasul edim, it would be kasha. And certainly over here, with the two edim that are signed prior to Levi and Yehuda are actually valid edim and they would just be used for the right column get, certainly in this case, the signatures of Levi and Yehuda should be valid. And as Rashi says, that we have precedence to this based on the din of sukkah, that even though if someone has three tefachim of airspace in a sukkah, then the sukkah is pasul. However, if someone fills up that airspace with schach pasul, it would only be pasul ba'aba. The Gemara responds, Hatani Zeiri Shnei Ksherin Einach Nami Zeiri brings a brisa which says that both of these gittin are kasha. Right get would be kasha based on the two edim that signed their names in Lashon Ivri, and therefore kasha the first get. The get written in the left column would be kasha based on the signatures of Levi and Yehuda, which were written by Lashon Yevani, and therefore the names of Levi and Yehuda were directly under the left get. And the Gemara continues that that's very good according to Zeiri's girsa in that brisa. However, Vatani Didan, our Tana Lamaisa says that the only get that is kasha is only the get where the edim are directly underneath it, and not the second get. And l'chayru, what's pshat in our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Dimel gudlis chasim v'kulu achad hu dechasimi. Rashi translates the lashon gudlis as a lashon of something that is unusual, and this is similar to a person who is a lefty that's called the gudlis because he's also unusual, as most people do things with their right hand. And the Gemara is explaining that since in this case Reuven ben Yaakov and Shimon ben Yaakov signed on this get first, and they signed b'lashon ivri, even though Levi and Yehuda signed their names b'lashon yevani, and generally someone that signs b'lashon yevani does so in the Greek fashion, and they put their father's name first, and only after they write Yaakov ben do they write their own name and they write Reuven. However, over here we have to be choshish that maybe they followed suit and they wrote their names in the same derech as an ivri, and therefore when they wrote Yaakov ben Levi and they wrote Yaakov ben Yehuda, really they wrote in the style of ivri, and their names were Yaakov the son of Levi and Yaakov the son of Yehuda, and therefore all four Aiden that are signed under this get wrote their first names under the right column, and that's why the right column is the only column that would be kosher, but the get written on the left column would not be kosher. And the Gemara continues to discuss the second case of a Mishnah where there were four Edim, two that were signing B'Lashon Ivri and two B'Lashon Yevani, and they alternated their signatures, and therefore you had a Lashon Ivri first, then a Lashon Yevani, a Lashon Ivri, and then a Lashon Yevani once again. And the Mishnah stated, Eidechad Ivri ve'Eidechad Yevani, Eidechad Ivri ve'Eidechad Yevani, Barim Metachazel, Tachazel, Shneim Psulim, both of the Gittin would be puzzle. The Gemara asks, V'Liskasha Hai Be'Eidechad Ivri ve'Eidechad Yevani, V'Hai Be'Eidechad Ivri ve'Eidechad Yevani, that why shouldn't it be that both of the Gittin would be valid, as we should be machshir the right get based on the first aid that was written B'Lashon Ivri and the second aid which was written B'Lashon Yevani. We should also be machshir the left get based on the third aid writing his name B'Lashon Ivri and the fourth aid writing his name B'Lashon Yevani. Now, Tanan, as we'll see in a moment in the Mishnah, that we learn in the Mishnah, Eidechad Ivri ve'Eidechad Yevani kasha, that if you have a get where one of the Edom signed B'Lashon Ivri and one of the Edom signed B'Lashon Yevani, that is not a problem and it's kasha. In order to explain the Gemara's question, let us simplify the case of the Mishnah and only use first names, and we will now also understand why Rashi went to great lengths on the Pezayim and Av to explain the Sefer in what seemed to have been a non-standard Mahalach. And if you look back and use the picture that's printed on the Pezayim and Av as a reference point, this will be much simpler. So Rashi explained that Reuven signed his first name on line number 1 under the right column in Lashon Ivri, and then Levi signed in Lashon Yevani, and his first name was also under the right column on line number 3, and these two signatures should validate the get written in the right column. And then Shimon, who signed his first name B'Lashon Ivri, and he signed on the left side of line number 3, and Yehuda, who signed his name B'Lashon Yevani, and whose first name was signed on the left side of line number 5, should be considered the Eidim for the get, which was written in the left column, and therefore this left get should also be valid and be kosher. Once again, the Gemara answers, Hatani Zeiri Shneim Kshirim, and Inachanami Zeiri brought a brisa that stated that both the right and the left column gittin are both going to be kosher. Once again, the Gemara says, that that's very good based on his girsa and based on his braisa, but v'tani didan, where Tana specifically said that both of these gittin are pasul, and l'chari, why should they be pasul? And the Gemara responds, dilma gundlis chasim, and once again, we have to be choshish that maybe one of these edim signed a name in an unusual manner. This is the case, v'tlasa achad, v'chad achad, and you have three edim signed on one get, and you only have one ed signed on the other, and this chash, as we will explain in a moment, will be relevant to both the right and left gittin, and that's why both of the gittin will be considered pasul. And Rashi explains that we're looking at the four signatures in this get, so although Ruvain, who signed Balash and Ivri, signed his first name under the right column, but when the second aid came and signed the get, even though he wrote Balash and Yavani, but he followed the lead of Ruvain and he signed his name based on the Ivri standard, and when he wrote Yaakov Ben Levi, his real first name is Yaakov, and as Rashi explained beforehand, that he wrote Yaakov under the right column, and therefore there are already two signatures under the right column, and then when Shimon executed the get in the third spot, and he wrote his name Balash and Ivri, so certainly he wrote his name under the right column, and there are now three valid signatures under the right column and none under the left column. And even if Yehuda wrote his name in the Greek method and his first name is actually Yehuda and is written under the left column, the left get is certainly pasul, as at most there is only one signatory under the left column. And l'chari at this point, l'chari there are three signatories under the right column, and at least the right get should be valid. However, the right get would also not be a valid get. We also have to be choshish that maybe when Reuven signed a get and he wrote his name in the right column, and certainly there's one valid signatory in the right column. However, then when Levi wrote his name in the second position of the get, he actually wrote in the Greek method, and his name was actually Levi, and the name of Levi was written under the left column, and therefore we now have one signatory in the left column. And then when the third signatory signed in the third position of the get, and he was signing after Levi, and he knew that Levi already signed using the Greek method, so we should be chayshish that even though the third signatory wrote his name Balash and Ivri, but he followed Levi's lead, and he wrote his name in the Greek method, and this third signatory's real name was Yaakov, the son of Shimon, and his first name was therefore signed in the left column, and there would therefore only be a maximum of one signatory under the right column, and therefore the right get is also pasul. And let us continue with the new Mishnah. Shai mixa get v'kasva b'daf hasheni v'edu mamata kasha. So if there is a get that instead of being written in one column, it was written in two columns, and the edim was signed underneath the second column, that get would be kasha. The Mishnah continues. Chasmo edim b'reisha daf. If edim signed on the get at the top of the get, and they didn't sign at the bottom underneath the get, or they signed their names on the side of the get, or they executed the get on the back of the get, which although it's a standard way to sign a get makusha, but it's not the standard way to sign a get pashut, in all these cases, pasul, the gittin would be pasul. The Mishnah continues, hikav reisha shel zeh b'tzad reisha shel zeh ve'edim ve'emsa shneim psulim, that if there's a very long document, and there's one get that's written from the middle of the get towards the top of the get, and there's another get that's written from the middle of the get towards the bottom of the get, and the edim are signed right in the middle, the get would not be a valid get, as l'maisa, when looking at either one of these gittin, the edim are signed at the top of the get and not at the bottom of either of these gittin. The Mishnah continues, Seifa shel zeh b'tzad seifa shel zeh ve'edim be'emsa eshe edim nikri may kasher. Once again, if there's two gittin written on a very long piece of paper, and get number one was written from the top of one side of the paper to the middle of that paper, and it ended at the middle of the paper, and then the other get was written from the bottom of the paper towards the middle of the paper, and the end of the get was in the middle of the paper, and then there were edim that signed right in the middle, whichever get is read, and then the edim are read right afterwards in the same direction, that would be a valid get, but the other get would not be valid since the edim are upside down towards the ksav of the get. In this case, if one ed would be written towards the top and one ed towards the bottom, then both gittin would be puzzle. And the Mishnah continues, Reish shel zeh b'tzad sefer shel zeh ve'edim be'emtzo hashe edim nikrin b'sefer kasha. So once again, if you have a long piece of paper or piece of parchment, and you wrote get a from the top of the piece of parchment till the middle of the piece of parchment, and then you started the second get in the middle of the piece of parchment towards the bottom of the piece of parchment, and the edim signed right in the middle, and the top of the edim signature was toward the ksav of the first get at the top of the page, then the first get would be kosher because you're able to read that get together with the signatures of the edim. However, the bottom get, of course, would be pasul as the signatories are at the top of that get, and as we mentioned before, if signatures of the edim are at the top of the get, it would not be valid. And the Mishnah continues, get shekasva ivris, if a get was written in lashon ivris for edim yavanis, and if edim signed a name b'lashon yavanis, or yavanis, the get was written in yavanis for edim ivris, and the edim signed the names b'lashon ivris, eid echad ivri, one eid was signed b'lashon ivri, eid echad yavani, and one eid signed his name b'lashon yavani, and in the derech of yavanim, as we explained before, kasher, the get would be kasher. The Mishnah continues, ksav sefer ve'eid kasher, and as we explained beforehand, there's machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, how to understand this line of the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah is telling us that if there's a sefer that's a sefer muvik, and he wrote the get, even if there is only one other eid that signed on the get, this get would be a valid get, even Shechtin L'chatchila. However, according to Rav, the way to understand our Mishnah is Chasam Sefer Ve'ed Kasha. If the Sefer not only wrote a get, but he also signed on a get, and there was another Eid that signed on a get, then it would be a valid get. However, according to Rav, if you only had a Sefer that wrote the get, and there was only one Eid that signed on the get would be completely pasul midiraisa. And if Rachel gets married using this get, the children would be mamzerim. And the Mishnah continues with dinim that we mentioned before. Number one, if Reuven was an Eid in a get, and instead of writing Reuven ben Yaakov, he wrote Ish Pleni Eid, that Reuven is the Eid, Kasher, that is a valid get. Similarly, Ben Ish Pleni Eid Kasher, if Reuven would write Ben Yaakov Eid, then it would also be Kasher. And in addition, Ish Pleni, Ben Ish Pleni, Vlei Kasev Eid Kasher, that if Reuven wrote Reuven ben Yaakov, even if he doesn't write the word Eid, since he used his name and his father's name, then there's also a valid way to write his signature. The Kachoy Nikiya Das Yerushalayim Oisin, and when the Nikiya Das Yerushalayim would write their names in a get, and they would write it as Reuven ben Yaakov, they would leave out the word Eid, as Rashi says, because they want to be Makatzer in their Lashonis, and they didn't want to write more than they had to. And the Mishnah continues and teaches the din b'negeya shem ish v'shem isha in a get, kosev chanichasev chanichasah kosher, that if instead of writing the name of Reuven and the name of Rachel, they wrote in the get the name of the mishpacha of Reuven and the name of the mishpacha of Rachel, and they wrote their surname, or as some explain, chanichasev chanichasah, that they wrote their nickname, kosher, then the get would be valid, and we will stop over here.